Hi, and welcome to the Global Travel Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Collins, who, with my expert guests, will take you on a weekly journey to destinations around the globe, providing travel inspiration, itinerary ideas, practical tips, and more to help you plan your next travel adventure. Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Global Travel Planner Podcast. This week, I'm sitting next to my friend in Singapore, where I've been for the last few days, having a fantastic time. So the obvious thing to do while I'm here is to have my friend Paula to talk all about things to do in Singapore for first-time visitors. Now, I've been 5 or 6 times, so we are going to do an episode all about hidden gems. But this episode, we are going to focus on things to do if you're a first-time visitor. So Paula, would you like to introduce yourself? Tell us all about what you do, all about your website.
Thank you for having me on. Now I'm feeling a bit nervous. I'm put on the spot. Okay, so as you know, my name is Paula, and I currently have a website called Truly Expat Travel, which talks all about travel, including Singapore. And so basically, I've been living in Singapore for the past 6 years, and I feel like I know it pretty well. So I'm here to tell you all about the things you have to do on your first time in Singapore.
Yeah, and so we've been exploring the last few days, haven't we, which has been absolutely fantastic, and discovering some new places for me. But as I say, it's like, I think this is my 5th or 6th visit.
Yeah.
But so what would be the places that you would say people should come to on the first visit? I was trying to think myself what I did on my first visit, yeah. So I'm sure you're going to cover most of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I think most people, when they come or they think of Singapore, they think of Marina Bay. And that's because Marina Bay Sands Hotel, which is all reclaimed land, is probably one of the most famous areas within the whole of Singapore. I might be wrong, but I feel like that's where people want to go.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's that iconic kind of vision of Singapore, is seeing the hotel with the boat on the top.
Yeah.
I think that everybody knows that.
Exactly. And you can see it from a lot of different areas in Singapore, even where I live, right?
So, yeah.
So if you are going to Marina Bay, yes, okay, you've got to go to Marina Bay Sands, the hotel. And if you want to be a little bit adventurous, you can book in and do the sunrise yoga on the top of Marina Bay Sands, or sunset, which
okay.
is not many people know about it. but it's actually a lot of fun for those okay. people who want to do something a little bit different. However, you have to go into Marina Bay Sands, the shopping mall as well, because there's a lot to do there, right?
Yeah.
So whether it's the theatre, because we
yeah.
went to a show the other night,
we did.
Whether it's a casino, because we have 2 casinos here in Singapore, which is a big deal for such a small area. We also have some amazing restaurants. One of my favourite would have to be a Japanese restaurant called Koma. Like, I know that Taylor Swift was there the other night, so
yeah.
it must be a big thing if Taylor Swift was here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But it's a beautiful restaurant. It's a Japanese restaurant, and you have to go there for the desserts because they're just amazing. There's also Batcha Coffee.
Okay.
So for those who drink a lot of coffee, Batcha Coffee is probably the place to go because
yeah.
there's hundreds of different types of coffee from all around the world. It's a Moroccan company.
Okay. Okay. So what else I was thinking, so if you go to that Marina Bay Sands area, so mm-hmm. have a look around. Mm-hmm. The hotel's amazing. I mm-hmm. always love having a walk around that. Have a look around the shopping centre. Again,
yeah.
there's great places to eat as well in there, like you've just
yeah.
mentioned. What else is in that area?
Okay. So what else is it? You have to go to the Merlion. So if
yeah.
you do a lap around Marina Bay, there's on the other side is the Merlion. So we've got a few around Singapore, but that's probably the main one that people take photos with. And then you've got Fullerton Bay and Fullerton Bay Hotel. Now, Fullerton Bay Hotel has got the Lantern Rooftop Bar, and it's probably one of the best views of Marina Bay at night.
Okay.
So I always recommend don't go up to Marina Bay Sands to have a drink. Go to the Lantern Bar because
right.
then you get the view of the whole of Marina Bay, which is quite pretty. The other thing I would suggest is go to the other side of Marina Bay Hotel, which has got the Gardens by the Bay. You've got the super trees at night with a laser show. During the day, you can walk around the gardens and it's very pretty. It takes about, I don't know, an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
You've also got the domes.
Yeah.
So for those who like flowers and gardens and stuff like that, that's you pay to get into those ones. So that area itself, you can take a whole day and night. And
I love that area. I have to say, I absolutely love it.
I think that's probably the highlight of Singapore. And you've got the flyer as well, that Singapore flyer. You've got one in London Eye and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can have dinner
yeah.
on that if you really want to, or you can just go around. I've never been on it. I'm afraid of ferris. So I've not been on it, but I've been told it's pretty good to go.
Yeah.
So that's a whole day out. There's so much more to do. I mean, it would be like 2 days there because you've just got so much to see. Yeah. But one day if you're limited.
Yeah, if you've only – a lot of people kind of stop off for Singapore for like 3 or 4 days in between going somewhere. But that's definitely a highlight area for me.
It's definitely one to do.
And then next, what else would you recommend?
I would highly recommend Sentosa. We were there yesterday.
Yes, we were.
And the difference is, this is the thing about Singapore, every area is so different. And Sentosa is an island full of resorts.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you like to swim, that's a place to swim.
The beaches were lovely, the sea was lovely, it was clean. It was really pleasant, and there's so many places to eat and drink, so many things for kids.
Yeah.
So much to do there.
Yeah. Because we caught the cable cars.
Yes, we did.
So there's two ways to get over to the island. Actually, no, there's more than two ways. There's a few ways. But I would highly suggest the cable cars because that was my first time.
Yeah, that was
fun. I've not done that before.
Yeah.
Again, I'm afraid of heights. I don't really do that sort of thing.
You were fine.
I was fine. But you can catch the monorail. And a little trick about the monorail, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, but if you walk over to Sentosa and you catch the monorail back, it's free.
Okay. Oh, I see that insider knowledge.
But if you catch it from Vivo City, it costs you a return ride.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, and as I say, if you've got kids, that's an absolutely fantastic place to spend a day, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. I mean,
loads on.
And we only just touched on it. Yeah. So we just went down to the beaches where you've got lots of beach clubs. You have lots of activities for kids to do, like little kids. But if you go to the other side, you've got Siloso Fort, which is, if you like history, if you've come to, if you like especially war history, that area is free to walk around, but it's got lots and lots of history all about the fort and the Second World War.
Yeah.
You also have the opportunity to go to places like Universal Studios, and you've got all the big things to do, the water park, and you've got the Madame Tussauds and the Trick Eye museums, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Aquarium. Yeah. So you could be there for days, right?
Yeah, you could take your family there for a weekend. There's just so much to do there. Really, really good place. Actually, it's the first time I've been there. Yeah. That was the same. So, it was always on my list of places to go, and it just never kind of worked out. But, yeah, absolutely really enjoyed it. It was a really good day. It was hot, but it's always hot in Singapore.
Yeah. So bring your swimmers, cozzies, whatever you want to call them, togs, bathers, whatever. I don't know what country.
Whatever you call them in your country.
You can also do a jungle walk through there, which is free, obviously. So that's also quite pretty. A lot of people like to do that. I think the thing with Sentosa, if you want to spend the money, you can.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you can do heaps of free stuff. Yeah. So just be mindful of that.
And we stood at the southernmost point of Asia, didn't we?
We
and
did.
And have photos. So I'll put those in the show notes.
Yes. And it's a little bridge, like a... What do you call that bridge?
It's like a swing, little swing bridge type thing.
And then it takes you over to where it's got a bit of information and you're overlooking the, it's not a harbour, overlooking the sea.
Yeah.
But you can also do stand-up paddling, kayaking. I mean, there's loads of
bungee
things.
There's everything.
Bungee jumping.
Absolutely everything over there. So that's number two kind of place, area to go to. So where would be your third choice for places?
Number three, if you're big into culture, as you know, here we have three different cultures. You've got Indian, Chinese, and Malay. Oh, you've got Peranakan as well. And so there's three main areas here in Singapore where you would find amazing food, and each area of that is a replica of guests of those areas. So Chinatown, Little India, and Arab Street, or they call it Kampong Glam. Kampong Glam, for those who don't know, Kampong just means like, I think it's village in Malay.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically is an area where you've got the mosque. We were there the other day,
we
right?
We did, yeah, we've been there.
And because it's the start of Ramadan.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a whole bazaar. So during Ramadan they have a bazaar, so they've got lots of food outlets and stuff. A lot of little cute boutiques.
Yeah, some really lovely little shops there.
Murals.
Yeah, really lovely area. Again, somewhere I hadn't been before, so it was a nice kind of nice place to go and visit.
And from there we went to the Atlas Bar.
We did, which I would highly recommend if you enjoy gin.
Yeah. It's one of the largest. I'm not going to – don't quote me if it's the Southern Hemisphere, I think, or Asia. It's the largest gin bar in that area. And it's got, how big was
it? Oh, it's gorgeous. It's in the most beautiful Art Deco building, the most gorgeous decorations. And actually, they were serving afternoon tea, which we've said next time that I'm back, we're going to definitely be doing afternoon tea. So let me say, if you are planning to visit Singapore and you want to have an afternoon tea, I recommend going to that spot. We haven't tried it, but it looks amazing.
And I have been told it's great. But the thing is, you do have to book in advance.
Yeah.
Don't walk in, because it's very hard to get a seat, because there is a dress code as well.
Yeah.
After 5 p.m., you can't wear shorts and flip-flops and things like that.
Baker stocks, that sort of thing, yeah. They're quite strict on. I mean, we got there about three yesterday we went, and actually we were told there wasn't kind of space at that point, but we'd been the previous day, and the lady who was kind of letting people in, she said, oh, actually we've had a cancellation, we can find room. So that was great. So we managed to go and sit and have a nice couple of drinks and enjoy the ambience and watch everybody eat their afternoon tea. Yeah. We jealously looked on.
We were so jealous. But I've been told it's amazing. I've also been told that the Sunday brunch there, a champagne brunch, is also amazing.
Okay.
But from Camp on Glam, the thing with Singapore, it's so small that you can actually walk from place to place if you're willing to walk in the sun and hot weather. And then Little India is exactly what that is, right? It's a little slice of the area that is a replica of India, which you know all about.
Yep, yep.
You've just come back from there.
We have.
And there's murals, there's restaurants, there's Mustafa. So Mustafa is almost like a big market. So you can get heaps of cheap stuff that you would normally find in India. I highly, highly, highly recommend for Indian fusion. There's a restaurant called Meatsmith, and it is honestly the best butter chicken I've ever had in my life. Actually, I don't know if it's in my life, but it is a really, really good fusion butter chicken though. So it's pretty cool. And you've got all the stuff like the Indian cultural center and stuff like that. My other suggestion would be then go to Chinatown, because it's all kind of walking distance. Chinatown, and I know you've been before, there's a really great hawker center called Lau Pao Sat, which is also known as Satay Street. And overnight, there's lots of little hawker stalls.
It's fabulous.
Isn't it?
I could just live there and eat there all the time. I'd like to bring it back to Australia, and then that would be it. I'd be happy forever.
And also, I guess the claim to fame is that if you've ever watched Crazy Rich Asian, that's where it was filmed, in that hawker center. So that if you go there during the day, you don't get the Satay Street. So I highly recommend there overnight. So that would be, I mean, if you're into culture, they're the main three areas I would suggest.
Yep. So where else would you say number four?
Okay, so number four is the canals. So we have a lot of canals here. So most people have heard of Clarke Quay, which has got, it's got like a swing thing, and it's got historical walks, and it's got not far from there Fort Canning Park. So you've got a lot of history, and you can go to Battle Box, which is like where the English surrendered to the Japanese. So there's like a museum, underground tunnel museum.
Yeah.
And around, you can walk pretty much from Marina Bay Sands all the way up to Alexander. And along that quay, you've got Clarke Quay, Robertson Quay, River Valley, you've got Alexander, you've got all those boat quay.
Another
one.
Yeah.
And here you've got loads of history, lots of museums. So if you're into museums, you've got just a beautiful walk, you know. Yeah. There's hawker centres there.
I have done that walk. I've actually walked from Clarke Quay to Marina Bay Sands. I'm sure the first time we came here we got a bum boat.
Yeah, that's another thing you can do. Yeah. You can get the bum boat. And I highly suggest doing the river cruise at night, because you get to see the laser show.
Yeah.
As opposed to during the day, it's pretty a day, but night is probably
best time to do it. Yeah.
Better option.
So, yes, I've done that walk and it is nice. I've done it on a Sunday morning when it was cool. I say cool. My phone still broke down because it got too hot. This is like 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning. But, yeah, that's a nice walk along there. It is.
The only thing on the weekends, it's busy.
Yeah.
Like really busy. During the week, if you get to, is probably a better option. But, yeah, it's got some great cafes. It's got like little places you could stop along the way. So, I mean.
Yeah, highly recommend those. Now, and number five, I'm just looking at your notes. Because, this is a great area that I happen to really love to come to, and it is
Orchard Road. So for those who like to shop, shop. This is the road that you need to be at. And that's because I don't know how many shopping malls we have.
It just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah. So you've got all the local brands. You've got all the international brands.
All the luxury brands.
All the luxury brands. You've got – and there's so many restaurants.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just there's so many places to eat in the whole of Singapore. It's one thing that always astounds me every time I come back. It's just you could not in your entire lifetime eat every day, I think, without going somewhere different. You could literally find somewhere different every single day for – 365 days a year for your entire life, I reckon.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been to a place where there's more food outlets than here.
Like, I don't think so.
I don't. But then say I've never been to everywhere in the world.
No. Well, where we've been. So you have been a lot of places. I've been a lot of places and I've never seen anywhere. And for a small area like Singapore, the options you've got are just, there's no way you could go hungry. You wouldn't just reflect on the fact that I lost a bit of weight in Japan and Vietnam because I wasn't that keen on the food, which everybody goes, what? But there's no way. If I was in Singapore for too long, I'd put weight on. Guaranteed.
That's the problem about living here. Although you sweat it off while you walk from place to place.
That is true. And one thing that's really good, because I find it really hot and sweaty, as I mentioned a few times, is that you can walk underground between the shopping centres, which is good.
Which is good, as long as you walk the right way.
Yeah, don't get lost. Yeah.
I tend to take people the wrong way, but, you know, that's just me.
Okay, and number six?
So number six, before I go on, Orchard Road also has Emerald Hill.
Right.
So if you've heard of Peranakan, the history, you've got all the shop houses there. So that's just a little area that's it's a bonus.
Yeah, last time I actually stayed with you, I did take some photos up there.
Yeah, so it's quite really nice.
Pretty. Yeah.
And the sixth thing I just want to mention is that we've got a lot of wildlife here. So you've got the bird park, the safari, you've got the night safari, the zoo, and the river safari.
Yeah.
You could do one, you could do all. You could do breakfast with the orangutans, or you could just do the night safari. I mean, I love all of them, and it doesn't matter if you're a kid or if you're a 90-year-old person. Everyone likes them. I know that the zoo here has been rated the best in the world so many years in a row.
Okay.
I don't know about this year, but I know it has been in the past. And it is the one of the only open-air zoos in the world, so it means it's in those cages.
It's
very, very pretty. And they're all very close to each other. The bird park has just been reopened, so I don't know what it's like now, but I've heard it's amazing. And I went to the one before that and I thought it was great. So I think that's probably my main one. If you have done all the other stuff before, you need to hit the safaris and the zoos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely did it the first time because I think my daughter was about 17 and she actually really enjoyed it. And she's been on safaris in Africa, but she loved the night zoo. It was really good. And it's really different as well. Another place that we went to, and I know you've got it on your list, is the botanical gardens. We loved the orchid gardens. It's just beautiful. Yeah. And I know we were chatting earlier that there's now, you can actually get the MRT right close to it.
Yeah. They've just opened it up. And I highly recommend I know that most people go, not the botanical gardens.
Oh, but they're lovely.
This is beautiful.
And the orchid garden is something really special.
Yeah.
Really special.
And you can do tours around there as well if you want to book into that. I think you can book it in there.
Yeah.
You don't actually have to book it online, but you don't really need it because you can walk around and there's signs everywhere. So if you're in Orchard Road, it is walking distance. It's about 5 minutes from the top of Orchard Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's not that far from here. So you could probably do all that in one day.
Okay. That's good.
If you needed to do that. But definitely go to botanical gardens. It's definitely a place to go, and it's cooler in some of the areas.
No, we loved it, and that was one of the places that we went on our first visit. So that's given us kind of a really good idea, anybody planning an itinerary, and also Paula's obviously given some time scales there as well, which is really useful for planning a visit, because I know quite often if you plan a visit, it's maybe going to be, I know my parents are coming, it's like 3 days or 4 days, and then you're going on to possibly on to Australia. That tends to happen a lot. Or you know, if you are coming to Singapore for longer than that, then you could fit all of these things in. There's so much to do. And actually, we're going to talk in another podcast about a bit more kind of the hidden gems, the things that people don't necessarily think about going because they don't necessarily know about them, because that's the sort of thing that somebody living in Singapore will know, that insider knowledge. But I always end my podcast with one question, and I'm kind of springing this one. But is that, what would be the one piece of advice that you would give to anybody planning to visit Singapore for the first time?
Okay, I would say bring an umbrella, because it rains here more often than not, even if it's just a downpour for 10 minutes. But it also covers you over the sun as well. So always carry an umbrella on you, and also consider when you're walking, walking the early morning or even the evening, yeah, because it does get hot during the day, right?
Well, I find it really, really hot.
Yeah. But, I mean, public transport here is so good and so cheap.
Yeah, and if you need to cool down, you can go to the shopping centres, yes, because the air conditioning is, yes, pretty fierce, yes, in all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely go into the shopping malls because it's freezing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the best.
Bring a jumper cool as well.
Yeah, so you need a cardigan and an umbrella. So good. Oh, well, thanks so much, Paula. It's brilliant to have you on the podcast. And as I say, Paula's going to be on again. We're going to also link to Paula's website and to her social media so you can follow her on there. So do pop along. So it's brilliant to chat to you today, Paula. And I'm really sad that I'm actually leaving Singapore.
I know. I'm actually sad you're leaving. It's been fun playing tourist for a few days.
Oh, it's been lovely. Well, you know, I'll be back. How much I love Singapore. Yes. It's a great place to come to. So thanks so much for being on this episode of the Global Travel and Planning Podcast, Paula.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Global Travel Planner Podcast. It was fantastic having a few days in Singapore with Paula. So do pop over to the show notes for links to all the different places that Paula mentioned, and also to her website and social media accounts. Give her a follow. As always, I say you can find information in the show notes, which will be at globaltravelplanning.com. And that just leaves me, I guess, until next week's podcast episode to say happy global travel planning.